My name is Tiffany. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, anxiety, bitterness, and pride. I grew up in a Christian home where I went to a Christian school and was involved in every activity the church had to offer from a young age. I regularly heard about Jesus dying on the cross for my sins and prayed a prayer to go to heaven at the age of 5. However, it was not until the age of 12 at a weekend youth retreat that my eyes were truly opened to what it meant to have a relationship with Christ. Throughout middle and high school and into college, I pursued Jesus, but what that meant to me was being involved in Christian activities and trying to always do the right thing. I lacked a functional understanding of Jesus' grace and love for me. I did not realize it at the time, but I was learning to be one person on the inside and another on the outside. My home life was difficult. The way we handled conflict was to either fight and yell or pretend nothing happened. At both home and in my Christian community, authenticity was not valued, and I developed the belief that I am loved for what I do and not who I am. Though my life looked good on the outside, I was lonely and hurting deeply, which resulted in self-harm off and on throughout high school when I felt I had no other way to release the pain. I was surrounded by friends and family, but I felt no one truly loved me at my core. Going off to college was a good change, and some of the deep pain I felt in high school subsided. Yet I still carried the belief that I had to earn the love of others. My faith looked more like pursuing the right Christian activities than pursuing Jesus himself. After striving after a Christian image throughout college, I began to realize I was missing something. For the first time my senior year, I started investing my time and energy in pursuing my relationship with Jesus based on how I felt led as opposed to how others would see me. This resulted in going to Greece for the summer with CRU, which stands for Campus Crusade for Christ. On that trip, for the first time in my life, I understood that God was not the God of a Christian popularity contest, but that he was the God of the universe, and he was so much more magnificent than I could remotely fathom. For the first time that summer, I began to truly understand the depth of the gospel and to feel the love and grace that Jesus died for me to know. While this was a turning point in my understanding of the gospel, I also started to develop a deep bitterness toward my family and the culture in which I was raised. I was angry I had been raised in an environment that proclaimed Jesus, yet seemed to be missing the heart of the gospel. This led me to move to Colorado after college, where I hoped to explore my relationship with Jesus apart from Bible Belt culture. While my faith was deepened and strengthened in some positive ways, I eventually realized I was also carrying bitterness and running away from much of the hurt I had experienced in my upbringing. My plan was to stay in Colorado forever. But after 5 years of transient friendships and difficult job situations, something was not working. Though I was in community and serving in ministry, I was still distant from God and others. I was holding tightly to my plans and my bitterness, and no amount of Christian activity could make up for the sin of choosing not to surrender to the Lord what was eating away at my heart. At this point, I knew the only way to make things right with God was to move back home and face my bitterness. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." I had let Satan steal, kill, and destroy through living in pride and bitterness, and I was ready to experience the full life Jesus died for me to know. Upon moving back to Texas, I knew I needed healing and community. As I began the journey of creating a new life in Dallas, I asked myself two questions to decide where I should invest my time and energy. One, will this bring healing and grow my relationship with Jesus? And two, will this help me create relationships with other believers where I am authentically known? From this lens, God led me to spaces in Dallas that are not what I would have chosen, but were exactly what I needed. One of these spaces was Watermark. While I was unsure of Watermark at first, because I could associate certain aspects of it to the culture in which I was raised, I knew it was a place where I could find healing and community. In addition, as I visited Watermark with old friends, I always felt welcome and could tell that authenticity was highly valued. This was different from what I had experienced at church in my youth, and I decided to make Watermark my church home. This entailed joining a community group and starting Regeneration. I was excited to begin Regen on my first night. I was in a broken place, and while healing had begun through obedience and community, I knew I needed to go through Regeneration to surrender deeper parts of my heart to the Lord. Step 5 is where I felt the most healing. I had spent so much of my life believing I was loved for what I did and not who I am. When my confession was met with love and acceptance from my mentor and community group, it was freeing to be in a space where I experienced a model of the unconditional love Jesus has for me. In addition, step 10, continue, taught me how to make the process of regeneration a daily occurrence. When I inevitably fall short, I can remain secure in who I am in Christ. I am free to keep short accounts by owning my sin and asking for forgiveness early and often. I do not have to deny my imperfections because recognizing my sin, repenting, and making amends points me and others to Christ. Since going through regeneration, my life looks very different. I no longer make choices based solely on what I want to do and how I think it will make me appear to other people. Through my own recovery, I have experienced God's grace and love for me, and that has completely changed the way I live. I now have authentic Christian community, and I am not afraid to be fully known. I know my love is not based on my performance, and therefore, when I make a mistake or hurt someone, I know I don't need to hide or make excuses. Second Corinthians 12:9 states, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.' I no longer feel pressure to uphold a certain image, but instead, I know Christ's power is made known through my weakness. When I do fall short, and I am able to accept his grace and ask for forgiveness from others, I no longer chase after relationships or activities that I believe will make me appear a certain way. I invest in relationships where I am loved, cared for, and can be known, and I invest my time in areas that enhance my relationship with Christ. My relationship with Christ has become deeper and more personal and less influenced by other people's opinions. In addition, God has healed roots of bitterness and anger toward my family and upbringing. Through experiencing God's grace for me, I have been able to extend grace to others. I understand we are all sinners in need of God's grace, and even in Christian communities, we will fall short. Since completing regeneration, I am less critical of people and am less compelled to push people away when they disappoint me or vice versa. While understanding God's grace and love for me has freed me in so many ways, I must choose to functionally believe I am loved and live in this identity daily. The past 6 months have brought many changes for me. I got married in March and graduated from graduate school in May. And those two events brought a ripple of other life changes. This season has brought challenges. And as it felt everything in my life was in flux, I have seen myself channel old sin patterns into new behaviors. However, the freedom I have in Christ means I do not have to let old sin patterns have power over me in new ways. Today, I find myself wanting to control circumstances or push people away. I have a gracious husband and faithful community to remind me that I am loved and that I can rest in the freedom I have in Christ. I spent a quarter of my life trying to do the Christian life on my own terms. It was not until I allowed myself to surrender my messiness to the Lord and be authentic with others that I was able to experience how deeply loved I am. Whether this is your first time at Regeneration or your fifth time starting over, welcome. We are so happy you are here, and it is always the right time to begin this journey. My name is Tiffany. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from anxiety, control, bitterness, and pride. And to God be all the glory.